And I remember getting hit once in my first class. Anyway, it was a nun. But I think I was talking when I shouldn't have done. She had this thing that she'd like to hear a pin drop, and she would literally stand and hold a pin up so that she could hear it drop. And I think I must have not heard that I wasn't supposed to be talking. And she came and hit me with a ruler. And unfortunately for her and for me, the ruler was broken, so it actually cut my hand. And I knew she shouldn't have, you know, that she'd gone too far. And I kind of made a point of letting her know, and she kind of sort of held it and sort of expressed a bit of remorse. But I think it was only because she didn't want to get in trouble rather than because she actually felt any remorse. You did get hit at school in those days, you know, it was quite acceptable for children to get hit. And she would do this thing like, she'd give no warning. She'd suddenly, you know, if you were doing something wrong, she'd suddenly grab you and sort of, she'd kind of spring you around and slap you really hard on the back of your thighs. And, you know, you'd have real hand marks on them, both thighs, you know, and these two great wheels on you, you know. But, and you wouldn't even really know what you'd been hit for. Do you know what I mean? I remember her once doing it to me in the dinner queue, and I wasn't sure what it was I'd actually done, you know, but something. And she actually had a kid at our school, and we all felt so sorry for this girl because she got hit more than any of us, you know. We were really scared for her, you know.